I'm off. The Houndsditch case. Back lunchtime if anybody wants me.
The Houndsditch case, he repeated automatically, feeling behind him for the concave brass disc of the lift button. Right you are, Mr. Jackson. He pressed the button and, with a convulsive jerk that threw him momentarily off kilter, the lift started to ascend. At the third floor, it stopped again to allow two more people to get on, Miss Poole and Miss Johnson. The ladies' cloakroom was on the third floor, he recalled, a fact which gave rise to frequent complaints from the female staff as to the inconvenience of this arrangement.
"Morning, Mr. Rowlands,"
said Miss Poole, with the note of false cheerfulness he'd come to expect from her sort. Miss Johnson's greeting was more restrained, either from natural reticence or as befitted her dignity as secretary to the junior partner.
"Shocking weather, isn't it?"
continued the irrepressible Miss Poole. He agreed that it was. Then there was no more conversation until they reached the fifth floor, where a little squabble ensued as to which of them should go first. "After you," he said, but Miss Poole wouldn't hear of it, of course.
"Oh, no, after you,"
she simpered, so that he had no choice but to give in or risk making more of a fuss than the occasion warranted. With a grudging murmur of thanks, he moved past her, out of the lift, catching a whiff of her sickly sweet perfume.